about young children, approaches to learning, problem solving at around 8 months of age. Problem solving. Examples of children trying to reach a goal or figure out how something works at around 8 months. In the first clip, a child looks at a small baby blanket in the hand of a teacher. The teacher shakes a rattle underneath the blanket. The child pulls back for a moment as he keeps watching. The teacher shows the rattle and then places the blanket over it again. The child reaches and pulls the blanket away. He looks intently at the toy rattle. He picks up the rattle and with both hands brings it up to his mouth and mouths it. In the second clip, a child leans forward to reach for a spherical-shaped toy made up of six-sided shapes. The child easily grasps the toy and pulls it toward her. She then brings it up to her mouth, holds it with both hands, and mouths it. She takes it away from her mouth as she looks at the nearby teacher. She then bangs on the toy a couple of times with her right fist. In the third clip, a child watches as a teacher demonstrates how a pop-up toy works. Three of the pop-ups are already up. The teacher pops up the fourth and fifth ones as the child watches. The child tries to push one down, succeeding on the fourth try. At the same time, the teacher pushes down one of the other pop-ups. The child looks at the pop-up the teacher pushed down. The child then tries to push down another pop-up. After two tries, she pushes down on another pop-up and successfully pushes it down on the first try. Parent discussion of children's problem solving at around 8 months.
When my daughter was 8 months, I was taking a psychology class, and at that point we were discussing, like, you know, the levels of child development and the different theories and all that stuff. So I would, like, test her in all these different ways, like, you know, put the ball behind the couch and see if she goes for it, or, you know, hide things from her in different places and see if she would do it. So, like, when they put the rattle under the blanket, if the child, they're like, what? I know it's there. Where is it? So, I mean, that is really good problem solving for children that age, to realize that there is something there, that it's out of sight, but that they can find it. So I would always put Cheerios in something she can't fit her hand in and see if she'll dump it out. And so, I mean, that was a lot of fun to just watch her. And she always tried. She'd like stick her hand in it for like 5 minutes and then go, oh. So, I don't know. It's just neat to watch them really figure things out like that.
That's where my daughter was discovering that even though she can't see it, it's still there. So I like that, you know, the peekaboo face of, you know, just because she can't see me, oh, hi. You know, so she would go looking for things. You know, she's looking for it, knowing that, well, no, just because she can't see it, it's still there somewhere.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.